Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. With the business world almost completely reliant on computers, it should come as no surprise that the market for IT services is strong and growing, which is why our next guest decided to launch his own business in this industry 2 years ago. Tim Larson is owner and CEO of Aurora IT Services, based in Lexington, South Carolina. Today, he's in our studio. Tim, welcome.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Give us a brief history and overview of your business, why you decided to start your own business.
Sure. Well, our company was founded in mid-2015, and we took our time to kind of get our product offering together, our service offering, pricing, all that good stuff. And we ended up getting our first customer in early 2016 and have been steadily growing since.
You were in the industry already.
I was. I've been doing IT support in both the consulting side as well as on the business side for about 15 years. IT was complicated, and we wanted to set up a company that made IT easy. There's all these different pricing structures with project fees and hidden fees and site visit fees, and we wanted to do away with all of that and just make it easy. So we started Aurora IT Services to provide fixed cost IT services to local, small, and mid-sized businesses.
And so this model wasn't out there already?
Other folks do have a managed IT model and do similar services, but like I said, what sets us apart was really simplifying that process and making it easy to understand and really putting that culture of partnering with the business and becoming their IT staff instead of just being someone that they call when they have issues. We're proactive. We stay in front of our customers. They have access to us via cell phone 24/7.
What have been your challenges in setting up this business?
Early on, it was finding the right mix of products to offer our customers. IT isn't something that people just turn on a dime and hire a new IT company. So it takes a lot of time for us to get in front of folks and develop trust and relationships with them.
How do you find your customers? What is your marketing plan?
We've joined a number of local networking groups like BNI and also the various chambers of commerce in the area. And we've hired a really great marketing director that's become a partner in our business as well, that has done a great job of helping donate time and find opportunities for us to get in front of new people.
How crowded is the IT services consulting industry these days, especially here in South Carolina?
One of our initiatives that we've started taking on is anybody, whether they know IT or not, can start an IT company. It's not regulated in any way. There's no way for people to know who they're dealing with. Anybody can say they do IT support and can really cost businesses some major money by messing things up. So the industry is saturated with both good and maybe not so good IT professionals or folks that do IT. That's one thing that we've wanted to bring some credibility to the companies that are doing a good job.
What about offshore IT support? Is that competition threatening at all?
It really isn't. Luckily, we're in an area where local businesses like to work with other local businesses, and they like to deal with folks who they can get in front of and talk to and shake their hand and look them in the eye. At least that's our experience. So we really aren't too concerned about the offshore competition. Quite realistically, I mean, regardless of what you do for your IT service, eventually someone's going to have to come in and put their hands on your computer, and you can't do that from overseas.
What are the top two or three IT services businesses want these days?
Some of the top three things that people would want to consider is to make sure that they have a solid backup with an offsite capability as well. Another thing that the industry is going towards is hosted solutions, either hosted servers or hosted email, hosted phone systems, as well as really just a reliable IT person that they can get in touch with that calls them back, fix their issues quickly, and makes them feel confident using their computers.
I am not an IT guy. What does hosted mean?
Hosted means that you don't provide the equipment. The equipment is provided over the internet. You won't have a server sitting in your office that has your email on it. A couple of things that does. It cuts your cost of ownership because you don't have to buy a server and you don't have to buy the licensing. It's a subscription-based service. You don't have to worry about the backups. The backups are all provided. The environment that a lot of things are hosted on is woefully redundant, so you don't have to worry about downtime as well. It's just an overall more reliable solution. It's easier to administer.
And hack-proof?
Yeah, yeah. It could be more hack-proof depending on what you've got in your particular office as far as your network protection goes.
Well, Tim, thanks for stopping by our studio today.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Tim Larson is owner and CEO of Aurora IT Services based in Lexington. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.